ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, Miff, it's a bonus bang.
Oh, that's a surprise. No, it's what we're doing all the time with our Bang On Live shows is giving you little hints and little, you know, little segments from the live shows that have been utterly amazing. But as part of the show, we've been asking you to do your homework, which is to watch something that we set, and then the audience, whoever's there, get to enjoy our chat.
And enjoy the homework we've set as well, which you'll hear exactly how that went down to a packed room in the main room of the Melbourne Town Hall.
Huge.
This crowd was huge, our biggest bang on to date, and we served up quite an interesting film on Netflix for them to enjoy, didn't we, Miff?
We did. Probably the biggest audience Irish Wish will get in one sitting. That's all I'm going to say.
Bang On. Bang. 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 Bang On.
I got a question. Did anybody do the homework this week that we asked you to do?
How much do you hate us for making you watch Irish Wish? Yes.
I've never had a more visceral response, nor had it confirmed that you actually do want to do the homework. Here are some of the highlights for Irish Wish, the new Lindsay Lohan film on Netflix. Oh my lordy lordy, I just watched Irish Wish preparing to get ready for the gathering of the Bang fam in Melbourne. Hi, Anne. You're welcome. That's 2 hours I'll never get back. I wish there was someone in that movie that could act.
Brutal.
Serena simply said, it hurt my brain and eyes, so I had to stop after 15 minutes. It hurt my brain and eyes. And I think that's kind of, that sentence actually reminds me of the scripting in the film.
Ooh.
Because it is a new film starring Lindsay Lohan. It's called Irish Wish. This is what it looks
like. It's a rom-com.
You have to look for it on Netflix. It's definitely not trending. No one's watching this.
Or if it is, it's for the wrong reasons.
And the setup is pretty basic. When the love of her life gets engaged to her friend, Maddie puts her feelings aside to be a bridesmaid at their wedding in Ireland. Days before the wedding, Maddie makes a spontaneous wish for true love, only to wake up as the bride-to-be. And so the stage is set for one of the greatest films of our time.
Yes.
What did you think, Miff?
Well, I didn't think a lot, to be honest, while I was watching it. But I find it really interesting. I want to say this is no shade on Lindsay Lohan as well. She was a teen star who grew up in Hollywood, who became, frankly, uninsurable because of her behaviour on set during the sort of 2005 to 2010. And now that we know what Hollywood's like, it's perfectly understandable that she went completely and utterly off the rails. And, you know, more power to her for still giving it a go.
That's our disclaimer for ripping this to shreds, by the way.
Yeah. And a girl's got to pay her rent. We've all done jobs we're not that proud of, and I just feel like this one didn't quite come together in the way that it should. It's an Irish film. It's in Ireland. But there's no Irish actors in it. The only one is the brother, and he's hardly in it. He's got three lines.
Yeah, why is the brother Irish, but the main character's Welsh?
It's well,
how did that work? Whoever,
well, the AI program that wrote it. And it's so colour graded. It's like they've used the set of the Teletubbies. They've just gone to the UK and just gone, fuck it, turn up the fluorescent, let's do this. It's amazing.
It does actually feel like it's written by prompts. I don't know how many people have used ChatGPT, who he is studying, using it for a few exams and papers and stuff
Go
like
on,
that.
Go on, tell the
but
truth.
It felt like the plot line was being revealed through various prompts that you'd type into ChatGPT. And all I've got to say is, for anybody who's worried about AI taking over creativity, just watch this and you'll be fine. It's not a threat to us yet. Yeah. We're fine. It is so bad.
I want to talk about the styling as well because, you know, we love our fashion. However, and I don't want to yuck someone's yum, wear what you want, it doesn't matter. But it does look like someone raided the storeroom of Ted Baker 2012 collection. Like, seriously, it's like that, you know, that knitted rib dress that it's a gorgeous thing, but it's like, where has this come from? Why is she wearing these clothes? Why does everyone look like they're not meant to be there?
Well, one of the highlights, I think, and I saw it in the credits and I was like, I'm in. Jane, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman Seymour,
yes,
is in the film. And as soon as I saw her name, I was like, let's go. But she never appears in the same room as Lindsay. So as soon as I saw her, I was like, I'm visualising the massive fat check you got just to appear in this absolute dog shit piece of a film. But also,
take that money, I say. Make more of these films. I love them.
Take the money and run. I desperately want to hear a behind-the-scenes debrief podcast with all the extras and what they really thought. Because there was nothing really engaging me in the middle of the screen with the main characters, I was just looking around at all the other extras and they're just looking at this going, what the fuck is happening?
But what do you mean by all the extras? They'd spent all their money on Lindsay Lohan's airfares, obviously, and there was only 10 extras. In the whole movie, they weren't even there.
It was a quiet county in Ireland.
It's the saddest wedding I've ever seen.
It has all the cliches. It has the beautiful rolling hills of Ireland. Lindsay Lohan is drinking a pint of Guinness at a rehearsal wedding dinner table, like that's normal at one stage.
Does someone say fiddly-dee potato?
They start river dancing in the local pub at one stage. And there's a weird Catholic fairy. Like, she's both St. Bridget, who's making all the wishes come true, and a little bit cheeky as well.
Yep.
But the one thing that is missing from this film, and I thought, if you're going to go Irish wish, then you've got to go all in. Where's the fucking leprechaun?
Well, the bridesmaids were dressed like leprechauns. They were wearing this horrific green number.
The bridesmaids were the leprechauns.
Yeah, I think so.
It was like the most grey-teal colour I've ever seen. What happened?
I don't know. I thought I'd watched the whole movie, but I hadn't, and I realised until last night, so I had to watch the last 7 minutes. Didn't matter. So not a great film.
Yeah, you know what, though? I love rom-coms. As anybody who listens to Bang On knows, I love a rom-com. It's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still good. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
So search for it deep, deep in the back alleys of Netflix where it belongs. Yeah.
And look, I have a theory on this. I feel like we grew up in the 80s and 90s when there was no internet, some of us. Some of you are young, yes, I know, and we're ancient, and I get that. But, like, we didn't have much choice. We had to watch what we saw, whatever was on. So we are well-versed in every single Elvis movie in history from those Saturday afternoon. I mean, fuck, Clambake comes on, I'm in. It's a terrible film, and I think we talk about the loss of monoculture these days, which is a good thing because it means we're hearing more diverse stories and we're hearing a lot more perspectives from a lot more people, which I think is also a great film. But what we don't have is a collective or shared knowledge of really shit films that we had to watch because there was...
We've been spoiled!
Absolutely nothing else. So I feel like we need to start cataloguing these shit films, forcing them on the kids, forcing them on ourselves, so at least we have some sort of collective understanding of the torture.
Don't let Mifflinhurst near your children with this film. Do not let her near your children. Who's going to watch it after that review?
Oh, look, three hands, well done.
I reckon it's worth watching. Just to be comforted by the fact that AI is not coming for us yet.
Bang On.
Calling all Bang fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in June and July, including Geelong, Wollongong, Cairns, Traralgon and Wyong.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abcevents.
Bang On.